You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor in Paradise for Hapup. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm here, Amy. I'm here. I'm not threatening to leave. I'm here to listen to your thoughts and feelings. And this podcast is a partnership. It's two people. So we both have to, like, make sure we're ready to talk about this. So, like, are you ready to talk about this episode? Because I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. Because I forgot to mention before the top of the show, I did get asked to go on another podcast this week. And, you know, I already told them yes, but I just kind of wanted to check with you. Is it okay if I go on the Math's wrap up this week with Jason and Asia? I just want to know, like, what are your feelings about that?
Yeah, like, I don't want to hold you back. And I just, like, if you feel like you need to go on that podcast to, like, test this podcast, then, like, I mean, I don't want to hold you back from that. I don't want to be the person to, like, I want you to get the full podcasting experience.
Wait, are you serious? Because I just asked you and expecting that you'd say no. And I would, like, tell
I didn't want to be that that podcast partner. Like, I didn't want to, like, hold you back from doing something. Like, obviously, I don't want you to go. But, like, if you feel like you need to go, I also don't want to, like, hold you back from that.
I guess our connection just isn't as strong as I thought.
I know. After 8 years.
Yeah. But yeah, tune into that. That's not angry. A bit. Like, it is a bit, but I am going to be on that podcast this week.
But also, like, we are dropping that you're going on the Master.
Yes. I love that. Oh my goodness. This episode, these two episodes, like, parallel themes each episode. Like, what is with these tests?
I don't know. And it, like, there was two major through lines. Uh-huh. It's not actually communicating what you need,
right?
And me being confused at how we got from point A to point B.
Totally. Like, how did we get here? Yes, well, we will get to it, but there have been so many Bachelor Nation news stories that I feel like we have to start with these. Which wedding would you like to talk about first?
Our text thread was like just a constant stream this week.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you have a story here, I saw this one.
Yeah.
Well, first, we talked about Dean and Kaylin last week, but we didn't really have any details, but it is confirmed they did get engaged.
They got engaged on a hike in Hawaii. I don't think I sent this to you, and maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, but Kaylin did a Q&A, and they're both going to take the last name Bell once they get married, because that was Dean's mom's maiden name.
Okay, I didn't see where that was said, but I heard that, but I didn't know like how it came about. I saw that when he posted about it, he proposed on the anniversary of his mom's death as kind of like a way to like bring some beauty into that day as well. And so it does sound like, you know, he really wants to honor his mom, and that's just such an important figure in his life. And so I think that's really cool.
I think that's really, really cool. And Kaylin, or I can't remember who it was, Dean or Kaylin, told a story about how, like, whenever Dean sees a feather, like, that's really, like, his sign that his mom is, you know, there. And so the day he proposed, he found this, like, beautiful, gorgeous feather on the hike. And, like, that was his mom telling him that, she was proud of him, and that he was making the right decision. Like, oh,
that's awesome.
Very sweet.
And then there's, like, the other side of it, too. It's, like, is Kaylin thinking like, Unglert or Belle? What am I going to push here?
Yeah, I have to agree with her. Like, that's just, Belle's just like so neat and tidy.
And when you, like, she has a cool last name, like Miller Keys. So you got to, you want an upgrade. And I think, you know, we saw that Dean's pretty estranged from his father last we saw on the show. So if you're not really tied to that name, I think it's kind of cool to do a new start. I've heard of like couples melding their names or just, picking something new as like not doing like the patriarchal thing, you know, like I'm going to take your
name. No, I love the idea of like picking something new together. Like, that's really cool.
So there were, I think, three weddings since we last caught up.
Three?
And three very different style weddings.
Oh, yeah, because you weren't here last week. I forgot.
Well, did we talk about the Joe and Serena, or was that before?
Oh my God, no, I thought we were going to talk about Leslie.
Oh, no.
So Leslie got married to her long-term boyfriend, and it was a beautiful wedding, and Catherine and Sean went. That was great. It was beautiful. Joe and Serena got courthouse married. Congrats to them. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's probably a little bit of a green card thing, but, you know, to each their own. Right. Love that. They're still going to get big wedding married in September, I think they said.
Yeah. Maybe she was running out of time to stay in New York. So,
were you surprised that they made it to the altar?
I was, and just in the sense that it's like pretty quick. That I feel like we haven't seen as much of them lately. I don't know if they're showing up on this season of Paradise later on, but yeah, that was. That was pretty quick considering, I don't know. I just thought maybe it might go the route of Joe and Kendall. Like, they just have a nice long relationship, but realize like, you know, she's young. Maybe she wasn't ready, but no, they're going strong and they're married.
Good for them.
Yeah. And then which one do you want to talk about next?
Should we talk about the one that's obviously going to lead to more discussion or one that we actually love and enjoyed? let's talk about Kevin and Astrid first.
Okay.
Kevin and Astrid got married. Beautiful wedding. I love them. Like, one of my favorite bachelor couples that I kind of forget about just because they're so chill and quiet. I love that they live in Canada.
I think the show, I don't know like where it's coming from, if it's more them or if it's more the show, but it doesn't seem like they're trying to like be a part of it, or the show's not really claiming them. They didn't leave the beach together, and Kevin was from the Canadian show, so I feel like it's almost like stunt casting when those cast members come on. I don't think the show really like tries to like follow up with those cast members as much.
They
seem like a real world couple, like one I could picture like you could be friends with, because in Toronto.
Maybe I'd run into them.
Yeah.
What a thrill that would be, right?
Mm-hmm. They got married in Florida. Pretty setting. And who did we see that was attending?
Rachel Lindsay was a big one. I think a couple of the girlies from her like bachelor season went.
Yeah, I saw a screenshot that Blake and Giannina were seated at the same table as Christina Schulman. So the seating arrangement. So maybe everything's cool. I don't think Kevin Astor would overlook that if there was some issue.
They're all like past it at this point.
I think Whitney, she was kind of a forgettable character on VIP, but from that season. So it looked like really gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
But not the big Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor wedding that everyone was talking about this weekend.
No, no, no. So after 10 months of, or, you know, 8 months of dating, 2 months of betrothal, Maddie married her billionaire boyfriend, something, Grant his Trout. Last mm-hmm. Grant Trout. I would rather die than take the last name Trout, but that's just me. Please.
Oh, yeah. Has she changed her Instagram handle?
Oh, God, I don't know. It looked like a very genuine and real wedding. But there's like one. Two huge talking points for me personally. Mm-hmm. And Pilot Pete was at the wedding.
Wait, he was?
Yeah, because he was Kelly's. Like, so I don't know if he had an invite on his own or if he was just Kelly's plus one and she was invited. But Pilot Pete was at this wedding.
Wait, I thought she went by herself.
No, he was there. I saw him in pictures. So Victoria F posted a picture and he's like in the background of that.
Wow. Yeah. I was shocked at how many, it seemed like her whole cast was there. And I was listening to a little bit of Clickbait where Natasha Parker was talking about I think she was going. It was before that, but
yeah, I think she was there. I think I saw
she was there, but her co-host asked her, well, if you were getting married, would Maddie be like on your guest list? And she just said, no. I'm like, whoa, you're really like straight up admitting that like they're not close or like that level close, but you're like, hey, yeah, I'm gonna take this invite. It seemed like strange that she would invite everyone. It's not like they need the gifts.
No, it sounded like there was about a 400 person guest list.
Yeah, and it was held at his parents' house, so that tells you about this estate he's living on.
Yeah. So then the second big talking point for me is the veil.
Oh my gosh, yes, you sent it to me. I saw it first from that message and wow, oof, that is tacky.
I love a cathedral veil.
Mm-hmm.
Love the drama of it. The writing on the veil, like the embroidery writing, I think Hailey Bieber kind of did it first.
What does she have?
Probably not something I would do, but kind of cool. Writing worth the wait when you're like a 24-year-old who's been dating a guy for 10 months on your veil.
Yeah.
I would have to say like not my thing. For a variety of reasons. And like, does she mean like worth the wait to meet this guy? Again, like
I think she could play it off that way, but I think in her speaking engagement, she's gonna play it the other way.
It's like, about intercourse. Yeah. And like, is it worth the wait? I don't know. Have intercourse yet. Yeah, it might not be worth the wait.
Photos before you did the deed. Also just the font of it, like just looked really it was stenciled on or something. Didn't even look like embroidery.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not cute. And then I also didn't send you this, but I did see on Reddit, one of her friends posted an Instagram story of Maddie like jumping up and down, being like, I get to have sex tonight. Like, so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What did Hailey Bieber have on her veil?
Till death do us part, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So that's like some dramatic wording for me, but.
Yeah, I just think, yeah. You can bring in like a sign. You can do like a lot of different things. Like have a photo booth with like you could do some cheeky signs that way. But even like a banner that you stand under, but to make it part of your like, oh, I'm going to pass this down to my daughter is probably going to be like a thing that they do. You know, like you better wait.
I didn't even think of that. But yeah, like it feels I think it's an interesting trend. But for me, weddings, I like a lot of aspects of them to be very classic because it looks dated very quickly. And I feel like that will be dated very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It just looked cheap. I mean, and like, there's nothing cheap about their wedding.
No.
So yes. But congrats to the happy couple. Yeah. Let's see how she say what she says after she still agrees with her veil, but yeah.
And you know where their honeymoon was?
Where?
Cabo.
Oh, really?
I was like, babes, you're a billionaire. Cabo? I've been to Cabo.
Oh,
I
can't, you know, just why? Things. Short flight. Because they're doing it traditional. They're like.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. I guess.
But yeah, they could do like a round the world trip.
Yeah, they could do that cruise that costs like $50,000 and you go to every country.
Totally. So were there any other stories. I saw that Jacob from this current season, Lyft is gifting him a couch. So based on that shout out from BIP, from Jill.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's funny.
Well, oh, did we talk about Thomas proposing back?
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Yeah. So she had proposed a couple months ago and he now has proposed back, which I very much like that. I think it's cool. And you sent me like his like TikTok about it, where he had like all these pictures of her like looking away or sleeping, and he kind of like has the ring there with her, yeah, kind of thing.
Like, oh, cute. I could have proposed at this apple orchard or while she's sleeping. Like, it was good content. I was impressed that he had that kind of foresight. Like, okay, got this plan. But he ended up like doing it while they were carving a pumpkin. He carved "Marry Me" into the pumpkin. So very cute.
Yep.
Yes. So I think any babies? I think we talked about the last babies that I saw. So I think it was just a wedding news week.
Yeah, I think it was just a good date for weddings, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into these two episodes. Interesting kind of setup. We finally do get a rose ceremony, but we see the contestants talking about they didn't know if the women or the men were going to have the roses. And then Jesse comes in and says, well, Sarah had a family emergency, so unfortunately she's no longer here. She went home. And now the women will be handing out the roses again. So it's like back to back. I don't think they've ever done that. And there's only
I also think it's going to be back to back to back.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because there's all these guys coming in. So it's like, I don't know what the plan was, because if Sarah hadn't left, then they were even. So were they going to bring in more women for the guys? And then because she left, they just said, oh, let's just do it out of order.
I like cannot wrap my head around it.
Right. Very strange. So yeah, it was also odd to just have a difference of one for the rose ceremony. But we see Flo talking about that she's not sure where her rose is going. We see some little mini dates happening. Shanae and Jacob did an interesting oral hygiene mini date. What were your thoughts on this? Toothbrushing, kissing, charcoal toothpaste.
I hate it. Last year Ethan bought me a charcoal toothpaste for Christmas. Like, I was like, he thought I would like it. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd like it too, and it was honestly the worst thing I've ever had, because like my like sink was always black and my toothbrush was always black.
Yeah, I've had that with like a charcoal body wash, and you're like, oh, it's just like leaving stains.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not my thing, but
when they had shown a clip of this, I thought it must have been, I was sure it was some kind of like actual plan date that they had to go on and do some kind of like dares or something. No, they just sort of decided to do this on their own and thought, hey, we're both into this.
God, they are so perfect together.
We learn that Alex is really only interested in pursuing Victoria. So it's kind of interesting with how it plays out in the rose ceremony. But Johnny is getting a little nervous. The guys are hyping him up. And we hear Victoria say again that Johnny feels like home. He's the intangible, but Alex is everything on paper. And I feel like everything on paper, or I could see myself, like, would be a great husband. That's the kiss of death on these shows. Mm-hmm. So that kind of clues us in to where it's going to go. But the couples at the rose ceremony, we have Serene and Brandon, who've kind of become invisible. Danielle and Michael, also kind of fading to the background. Eliza and Rodney, Genevieve, Aaron, Jessenia and Andrew. What do you feel about them? Like, are they really a couple? Because we're not seeing any moments with them.
I think I could see them being one of those couples in like the second last week where they're like, oh, we're not strong enough to do whatever they're doing. Let's just go. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah. Peace out. Like, no hard feelings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
And then same with Brittany and Tyler. It feels like we haven't.
They believe more.
Yeah. A little bit. Like they're strong enough to like leave who they were dating before or who they had gone on dates with. But hopefully we'll see more like of an actual date between them. Kate and Logan, Shanae and Jacob. And then it comes down to, I thought it was interesting that Victoria wasn't the last one called.
So Victoria, I thought so too, but then when I realized Flo was left, it did make sense because it was more dramatic that Alex ended up staying.
Right, right. Because, Flo didn't really have connections with anyone, so we weren't really hanging on her as like cliffhanger, like what's she going to do? But I definitely was surprised. So Victoria picked Johnny, and then it was down to Alex and Adam, the Australian, and Flo picked Alex. So I was like, oh, producer, like I'm sure like everyone was telling you that, but then you found a tweet that she sent out to explain why she picked Alex.
Yeah, so she like posted a picture of her and Alex from VIP Australia 4, which they were both on, and she said like, hey, like you might think it was something else, but Alex actually saved me with a friendship rose in like VIP Australia. So I returned the favor here, which I thought was great.
Yeah. Now, do you think the producers, do you think the producers had enough insight to specifically cast Flo just to create this whole carry on this triangle a little more? Or was it just a lucky accident?
I think it was a lucky accident.
Or that they could kind of. I think it's true. Like, obviously, they were on the show together. I was surprised that she wouldn't, like, keep Adam around. Like, hey, we both have long flights back kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if she was, like, not quite caring either way, I could see the producers being like, oh, well, like, what happened on your season? Like, are you guys friends? You know, so they would want him to stick around. But then for Alex to be like, oh, I'm only pursuing Victoria, and then to accept a rose, it's kind of different than what a lot of people have been doing lately on this season, where it's like they just head home. Like, oh, if it's not, if you didn't choose me, I'm going to leave. So he's still interested in sticking around.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I feel like I felt like there was enough of a crack still to attempt it. Now I don't think there is enough.
Uh-huh.
But now he has the rose anyway, so it's like, why not stay and see if someone else comes?
Right, right. Victoria does get a date card, so obviously now we know
for like 50th date card of the season.
Exactly.
No one has gotten as many dates as Victoria.
Well, Shanae might be up there.
Okay, yeah, true.
But yeah, like some people are getting none and some people are getting a bunch.
Like I think Serene and Brandon got like one date card on their very first day and like have not since.
Yeah, exactly. And Andrew, right, he went with just with Teddy, but hasn't had anything for Jacenny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like these women that came in, it's not like they all came in with a date card. Whereas if they had come in on their own, they would have had a date card.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how Alex was like, well, statistically speaking, only two couples will stay together. So I think they'll be the ones that don't. Like, they're not a good match. Which I guess that kind of pans out. Like, you could end a VIP season with a bunch of couples, but you might end up with none later, like down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe he's playing the long game.
I think so. Yeah.
And then the date was a sweat lodge where they have to talk about their feelings. It did seem to bring them closer, talk about their fears. I think there was a hot tub involved as well. But what did you think of Johnny and Victoria's connection and how this date went?
I think they're very cute. And I think Johnny has had a real issue on these shows with like being able to talk about his feelings. Like he's very much like a mm-hmm. bros bro and is like, what do you mean, dude? It's fine. And mm-hmm. I liked here that like him and Victoria were finally able to like drop their bullshit and be like, yeah, I really like you. And like, this is where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, mentioning Johnny and his season made me think of the news story we forgot to cover, which was Gabby's interview.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
Okay. Do you think you can role play Gabby if I ask the question?
Yeah. Yes, I think I can.
All right.
I think I can.
So she's on an interview after Dancing with the Stars. She's got her partner, Alan. Well, it's not her partner, but he filled in that week by her side. So this is just post show, like this week. All right. Gabby, you know, fans want to know, like, your fiance, Eric, haven't seen him lately. Are you guys still together?
Like, we are, like, still, like, we are just on different journeys right now. And we are, have our different interests. And we are supporting each other from afar.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah, what an answer to a question of, are you still together? It's either yes or no.
Oh, my God. So, what? Like, I saw that and I was like, oh, so they uncomfy. Are done for.
Done.
That is it.
Yeah, like. It's not reported that I've seen yet, but there's just no way. And if you look up the clip, like she's like looking away. Alan's like looking off to the side, not making eye contact with the reporter. She even said something like, yeah, I understand everyone's concerns, but it's like he didn't say concerns, really. He was just like, you guys still together? So, yikes.
I don't feel good about that.
No. And it's just strange that it was. Like within the same season, like you can't make it through the Dancing with the Stars season when her first dance, they're like kissing at the end of it, or second dance, kissing at the end of it. So, and the Afar thing when they're in the same city.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, Afar. Like I wonder if he's like back home on the East Coast.
Mm.
And like 2 weeks ago, he was posting like his surfing in Malibu.
Right. Right. Maybe she's just like, I don't want a surfer bro for a fiance anymore. Seen all these hot dancers around me and like I could see a different life for myself.
Well, so many people were like, the chemistry between her and Alan. Like, ooh. Anytime Alan is with anyone, they're like, yes. we're shipping.
Well, because he's like the single one, right?
Like, yeah,
that was like, I feel like Derek and Mark like in the early season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would be excited for that, but
me too.
I'm like, not rooting for it, but I think that's the reason.
Yeah. Again, I just want to put my support behind shipping Daniel and Britt.
Mm, right.
They're in New York right now. He must be doing some press and stuff. And God, they are so like so freaking cute. Like,
cute.
I shouldn't be so like wrapped up in this, but I am. I haven't even watched this week's episode yet.
Oh, really?
Bachelor in Paradise like completely messes with my schedule.
Well, how do you feel about the Halloween episode? Because it's all like horror stuff. Like it's not like cutesy Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like fine with it because I find it's like a week for a lot of people to get really creative with their choreography.
They do, yeah, yeah.
But the spook factor does make me a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like it was a breakthrough week for people last season.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching probably not till Friday at this point. It's like Bachelor in Paradise throws it off. And if I have like one thing to do during the week, like it gets completely pushed off.
Well, and do you find like, are you able to stay unspoiled or you don't care
Oh, I don't care.
Because I feel like I don't see it. Like, it doesn't really get spoiled the way other shows do.
No, I have to seek it out, and I do, which is bad. But I'm one of those people, it's like, if it hasn't aired yet, I don't want to be spoiled. Like, I don't want any more information than other people. But if it's aired, I'm fine being spoiled.
Okay, right. Yeah, what do you think of, like, how Vinny is never in the bottom two? What's going on? Does he have that much of a fan base?
I think he does. I think he really does. It's like Nelly two seasons ago, where he was just like not a good dancer, but made it to the semifinals. But I just feel so bad for Vinny, because I'm wondering if he's going to like bow out at some point to be like, no, like all these people are so much better than me.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we only watched the previous week's episode on Sunday, and he looked crushed the entire episode.
Mm.
And then, like, Coco's getting so much, like, hate of, like, oh, you're not doing well for Vinny. And she's like, I'm doing what I can. Like, I love Vinny very much, and we are trying our best here.
Yeah, yeah, that's not fair. It's her first season, and so it's, like, for people that they don't put, like, the newbies with, like, the winning contenders. So it's not a reflection on her choreography or teaching skills or anything.
Yeah, there's like only so much she can do with what she's given. It's just like, I don't think he has any more growth potential. But I also don't think he's going home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe next. I heard next week is going, or this coming week is a double elimination. So if for some reason he's in the bottom three, they can kind of get him out that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll
all see. Right. That was our DWTS moment.
Our favorite moment of the podcast. Yeah, about this. Can you hear how passionately we talk about that rather than The Bachelor?
Well, we do get to see Johnny and Victoria say they're falling in love. So it seems like maybe the twist worked for this couple. What do you think?
Yeah.
Brought them
together. Crazy, but I guess so. I find this happens a lot on Love Island, where the people will come back with another person, or each person will come back with another person. They just like find their way back to each other.
Yeah. Well, and one thing too, it's like Victoria just went on a date. She didn't even make out with him since he's been back on the beach or with Alex. So it did seem like she was always leaning towards Johnny, but it kind of maybe gave him that push to like communicate a little more, express his feelings. But I like that he still didn't say like, I definitely want to get engaged. He didn't jump to like these things that she wants to do just to kind of win her back. He still said like, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of, you know, when people get close to me, they end up, you know, leaving. And I'm afraid that, you know, you're too good for me and stuff. So she validated him like, no, you're good enough and all this. But it seemed like he was able to open up quite a bit, and that they both were. Two people that weren't really good at communicating at all for both of these episodes were Aaron and Genevieve. So,
oh my God. Like,
back and forth.
In the most loving way possible, if they decide to continue as a couple, they do need to attend couples therapy to figure out each other's communication style.
Yeah.
Because like, this was messy. Mm-hmm. Messy.
Yeah, and it started out where I was like, oh, I'm on Aaron's side of this argument. But then the other, you know, it was just so much back and forth. Like, you couldn't tell who was mad at who and
who, like, who
what
was
the reason was
who is right. And,
right.
You know, it's funny. Like, I texted a few of my friends, like, after watching Monday's episode, and was kind of like, this is kind of how Ethan and I argue, because, like, he will often, like, when he's upset, he needs to, like, remove himself from the situation and, like, cool down and, like, have the moment alone. Mm-hmm. But then by the time, like, he comes back and he's fine, like, I'm worked up and I'm mad that he's mad. Like, it was, like, very much, like,
relatable.
Oh, this is too real.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, so one of my friends was like, oh, I'm concerned for you if that's, because she had seen the second episode and thought that's what I meant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. That's not this.
Yeah, because, no, the first, so Monday night's episode, I was like, okay, I can see this is, like, an early relationship. You could see a misunderstanding, because I totally got where Aaron was coming from at this point, because Genevieve was kind of, you know, when you're with somebody and they just, you just take something different than they meant it.
Yeah.
And because maybe you're already in your head about having an insecurity about something. So Aaron expressed in his ITM that you know, she's still, Justin's back, and she mentions Justin a lot and how all these ways that he went wrong and like what, like he's not a good guy and what a jerk he was to her and all these things. So it's making him feel more now, hey, is she just with me because Justin, what she wanted was Justin, but he failed her. And he didn't express that to her, but it's, he's just been thinking about that. So then when Wells is like, oh, what's the situation? And Aaron's kind of like telling his side of it, like, yeah, like, she went out with Justin, but we ended up having a better connection. And then Genevieve's like, no, that's not it. Like, it, that's not what she meant to do, but she was just adding. And so she's like, oh, and Justin went with this. And, but it made it seem like, oh, so we didn't have a stronger connection. Oh, so you, like, I wasn't, it wasn't because of Aaron, like that, you know, he didn't do anything. It was just like, he was there is how he felt. So totally got that. Mm-hmm. And when he brought it up to her, she started crying, like getting so mad that he was saying his feelings. Bad.
I'm like, oh shit, I have been this person. Where like he was just trying to express how he feels. And I'm just like, I am a crier. Like I just am. Like I cannot help it. I just cry.
Yeah.
And then so I was just like, oh, like it just like seeing it like that, I'm like, oh shit. Like yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like she's like, I need a moment, and like storms off when it's just like she didn't really do anything wrong, but just like I think it was from like, I can't believe you doubt how I feel about you and stuff. And then there's even a point where he said like something like, oh, it's just because of, it's not because of Justin's failings that you're with me. And she's like, yes, it is. I mean, no, it's not. Like, she's sort of,
like, oh no, honey bun.
You're not helping it. So yeah, so they weren't really in a good spot, but they kind of made up at that point by talking it through. And then with the Justin situation, so he has a date card. What did you think of his whole explanation for being there? Like, oh, I just caught wind that Eliza was here and I found my way here.
I thought it was so dumb. Like, don't lie to us.
Right. Did he ever leave?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I was sad that Justin left, like, I feel weird about him being back.
Yeah, it's definitely favoritism. It's definitely like, oh, we can't let Rodney have nice things. Like, we can't let Rodney enjoy a date. We have to have Lace show up. We can't let him be in a happy relationship. Let Rodney and Eliza be one of the happy couples, too. But
yeah, like, why do people need to be tested? Why can't we just be happy?
But it made me think that the producers at least knew what they were doing with the women that they cast to be the five that showed up, because we saw a new side of Eliza where it was like, oh, I kind of like having these two guys, you know, pursuing me. Like, she didn't have an issue going on, like going on the date, even if she acted like she did. I think she was wanted the Paradise experience, and I think they weren't going to have, I think they had to cast people who were open to that in that role.
Yeah.
Open absolutely. To like deviating and not coming in with a set idea of who they wanted to be with. So she definitely had interest going in Justin and Rodney. You know, they're both on her list. And so he showed up, and immediately when he showed up, like, she's like heading over, like primping a little bit, you know, like it was pretty obvious that she was excited that he was there. So I'm not sure I buy this whole story of that if Rodney said no, that she would have been like, oh, thank you so much. That's what I was hoping you would say.
She would not have. She would have been like, well, you can't tell me what to do. Yes. Like, I got really mad this episode at both Eliza and Kate.
Yes.
For not just like acting with how they feel and like playing games.
Yeah.
Like, you girls are too old to be playing these games with these boys. Mm-hmm. Because I think both Rodney and Logan did the correct thing in the situation, and they both got penalized for it.
And I think they both said, like, hey, I'd prefer you stay, but I don't want to be the person telling you not to do this. I want you to have the experience. And how I really liked how, you know, Logan said, like, I've been on three dates, like, who am I to do this? And Rodney too, saying, you know, I want, you know, you to explore and then feel better about, like, more solid about where we are, rather than, you know, not explore that connection. Like, he just had, but he still said, selfishly, I want you to stay, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to tell you to do that. And that is the right answer. That's what the show is. We get mad when they don't let people go, or that people don't even entertain the idea of going on these dates.
Yeah, I was super super annoyed with both those girlies.
Yeah. And then we just have Rodney, and I love the scene with Rodney and Brandon just talking about the situation. Rodney's obviously very upset, like thinking it's a big setback, but Brandon's hyping him up. It seems like the whole beach just loves Rodney.
And I want to be friends with Brandon.
I know.
Like, I want that dude in my corner.
Yeah. He's like, if I was a woman, I'd be in your arms right now. It's like, I know you would. So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't really have anything else to do besides like hang out and nap with Serene. So.
And like hype each other up. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Also, one thing I wanted to get your thoughts on. I remember listening to way early in the season, a podcast that Genevieve was on, and she made a comment like, nobody went to the Boom Boom Room this season. And then now I'm like, wait, nobody has gone. Like, there's been jokes about going, like Kira showing up there. But the only people who have shown that we've seen in there were Ashley and Jared.
Yeah, I wonder if they just like heard like the fart noises coming and they're like, there's no way that room is clean. Not gonna go in there.
Or, yeah, or just a different mix of the cast where it's like, well, it's not exactly, I don't want to air that, or like, it's just, I'm surprised. There's usually like, it seemed like a pretty common thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So once the couples are established, so.
And I feel like they don't even like show it that much. Like, I feel like we saw like Amanda and Josh go a lot, or like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't really like, I don't know. We just saw them like going upstairs. Like, we didn't see them.
They're not showing.
I don't know. It wasn't like the room. A camera room. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a contrast to last season, because it was like Kenny, Demi, and then the different couples that formed.
Yeah.
Episode 2. So they're having a bonfire. They're sitting around talking about Paradise High, if this was a high school, which I think we've talked about quite a bit, that there are a lot of parallels to like high school behavior.
This made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. They've had proms on the past season. So I think they were pretty accurate.
I think so, too. Like, what was your favorite one?
I liked the Michael and Danielle. Like, she's the nurse. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but like, he's the teacher. Like, they're the older ones, but like,
yes,
they are a couple, but they think the students don't know. Because I just totally remember that from junior high, where you're like, I bet though they're dating or something.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Logan is the drug dealer, made me laugh.
Yeah. He does just look like the stoner. Like, you can't help it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then this is when Hayden arrives. So I'm sure there's a big eye roll. Like, why is he here?
Like, for me, like, it was brutal that they brought this guy back.
Yeah. Why? Like, he's not going to, like, turn anyone's head.
No, and nobody liked him either.
And nobody's going to be jealous. Like, it's just, I think it seemed like a little fake that Logan even, like, thought he was a threat. Because they would have already probably talked about him. Like, yeah, there was this guy in my season and he said that X, Y, Z. I'm a little surprised, actually, that the meatball guy isn't there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
because
him.
He actually had the main conflict with him. It seemed like some of these guys were sort of defending him, like, well, just judge for yourself.
I thought they were being way too soft on him.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's because the season hadn't aired yet, like, at all. So they probably didn't know how it was going to be perceived, or, like, even kind of the actualities of what happened.
Yeah, that's true. They probably, didn't know everything he said to Gabby or what exactly he said to Rachel, but they knew, like, how upset she was about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He pulls quite a few people, and it seemed like Kate was maybe the only one that would say yes to him. And she was not excited.
I'm glad we got to see Flo this episode, because I found her to be, like, quite funny. Mm-hmm. She was like, had no prospects, and she was like, still, this guy sucks. Like, I'm not going out with him.
Right. And he's still, I mean, we both love dogs and would do anything for our pets, but he just talks about his dog nonstop. That, like, he didn't, none of the notes from his past season, again, he didn't see it air, but none of them, like,
resonated.
Seemed to carry through. He didn't, when he's on the date, he doesn't have any remorse for how he acted. So
who's like, I may have said it. I may. Oh,
yeah, I don't remember, but
yeah. And then
said that Gabby and Rachel weren't there for the right reasons.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yes. But Kate kind of gives him advice, like, yeah, just don't be afraid to ask, like, pull who you want to pull and, like, you know, ask someone that could be in something established. I don't know if she was hinting like that she wanted to go just to sort of, we learn that she wants to just sort of shake Logan up a little bit. She has no interest in Hayden, but she's like, yeah, I kind of want to test him a little bit. So she does end up saying yes. What are your thoughts on that? A little bit different than the Eliza situation, where Eliza seemed genuinely interested in Justin.
I mean, I hate it. I hate the test. Like, why do you need to be tested? Why do you need to test them? If you feel like you need to test them, then why are you with them?
Right. Like, and where is this coming from that, like, oh, I don't know where we stand. Like, they just had, like, this great date, and
the dude is obsessed with her.
Yeah. And of all the couples, it's like, they constantly talk about, like, I feel really solid with you. Yeah, me too. So, yeah. But she goes, they have a zip line date, and yeah, like we mentioned, he just sort of doubles down on all this behavior. And I did love the moment though, when Kate's like, cause she's like, I'm going to give him a fair shake. Like, I wasn't feeling the sparks, but like, we'll see how it goes. Like, I want to give him a fair shot. But then the more he's like monologuing about his experience, like, okay, I think I made a grave mistake here. And yeah, definitely regretting going on this date. And yeah, I don't know why they brought him in.
I don't either. Like, it was like punishment for him being a dick, like to, like, embarrass himself.
Make him look worse. Yeah, I think he should have been maybe cannon fodder, like night one or something instead. But mm-hmm. We also, let's see, get the twins' arrival. Justin and Joey.
Yeah, I was like annoyed that they were showing up, but yeah. I really enjoyed them this episode.
Okay.
Not like enjoyed them. I think I enjoyed how Florence and Shanae felt around them.
Yeah, it was a fun pairing, like for a double date. I like that we got to see more of Flo, definitely. Like, her confessionals are really good. And yeah, I had no expectation of them. They were like a non-entity on Gabby and Rachel's season, so you could only be like pleasantly surprised, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no real prospects for them, I don't think. Do you see any of them, either of them, kind of making headway? It seemed like Shanae may seem to allude to that, and Flo as well, like as if there was something there.
I feel like Flo's kind of with it because she's like, I don't really have any other options, so why not have a little fun?
Right.
And for Shanae, I feel like who's ever in front of her in the moment is like who she wants to be with.
Right. Yeah, so they had a very strange date. Wells was hosting it. They did cantina games, which I guess are like putting an egg between your butt cheeks.
Did that actually happen? I thought they were joking.
No, they did, because they were... there was a point where
I thought they were pranking the people.
No, because I was like, there's a point where I'm like, does Shanae have a hole in her jean shorts? Like, it was like this white, like I don't have the best definition on my TV, but I don't have the latest model. But yeah, it was like they were trying to hold eggs, and then yeah, one dropped out of either Justin or Joey. I still don't know who was with who, but Justin has the gold chain.
Silver chain, Amy. Come on. Yeah,
great. Like, you can really see that against their gray
chain. And like 1 second after they said it, I'm like, I don't remember which one's
which. Is which. Yeah, there's no alliteration. There's no like mnemonic device. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it was funny to like kind of get the other people's perspectives as well. I think Jacob said, like, you know, Shanae, like, she's not into kids unless like it's going to be one of her own or something. Like, she's mm-hmm. like on a date with a kid. But yeah, rolling in tacos, like pouring beans.
I was like a little, I hate to be this person, but like, I hate seeing food wasted like that. Mm-hmm. I was, when I saw the burrito blanket come out, I was like, cute. They're going to throw like pillows and blankets in there that look like a burrito. No, so they like
fake stuff.
But genuinely wasted like a lot of beans.
Then they ruined the blanket, lettuce. Right?
Yeah. And I was just like, I just don't like find it super comical to like, I feel like such like an asshole of like, we shouldn't waste food, but like, I don't love seeing stuff like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I don't think anyone was really that worried about, you know, no one, like, we don't see Alex say anything about, you know, Flo giving him the rose or that like he wants to pursue something with anyone else. So, yeah, I think he's just hanging around. He wasn't like upset about that at all. They're just friends. And Jacob, I don't think, had any real concern. Mm-hmm.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then we see everyone hanging out on this big daybed. And
so weird, right?
So
is
strange.
It weird or am I like...
I guess that's where the shade is. Maybe it kind of reminds me of like a shelter on Survivor or something.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, it was like a group hang. And then Genevieve and Aaron have another big fight. This time I'm definitely on Genevieve's side. Like, Aaron was way out of line.
Right?
She seemed like she expressed to someone, maybe it was Wells, that she just wants like 10 minutes. She just wants like a little alone time and hasn't felt like they've had their one-on-one time. Have they had a date? I don't think they have they? So, to like say that she's falling in love with him, like just kind of like he's always hanging out with the guys. So they show a montage of him like playing like pool games and all this stuff. And then he kind of says to Johnny, like, hey, want to like go in the pool later? And at this point, she like gets a little upset. She's just in her feels about, hey, like when am I going to get that time to talk with him? And she mentioned it to him, like, I just want a little bit of time with you. And he just loses it. So like as if like that's the most like I don't know outrageous request.
Yeah, and he just went off the deep end, and like I thought Genevieve like remained pretty cool and calm throughout like quite a bit of this when he was just really like when he was like, oh, you're gaslighting me, and it's like, baby boy, like I don't think you understand. And like,
and she, Victoria, yeah, called him on that.
Victoria was like the voice of reason in this. Yeah. She was like saying what we were all thinking of, like, he, that's a buzzword and he doesn't know what it means. I mean, because like he's not using it.
She basically said, yeah, like he just wants to say it, and yeah, it doesn't mean just okay, I disagree with your feelings. Like, it's just because he doesn't agree with what she's saying. That's not gaslighting.
Yeah. And even like not listening to someone, like that's not gaslighting. Gaslighting is like slowly tricking them into thinking something is the reality when it's not.
Right.
Like, baby boy, that is not what's happening here.
Right. Right. Yeah. Actually, there was like one of the husbands on Married at First Sight did that as well. He's just like, you're gaslighting me. It's like, dudes, like, just stop using this term. Like, just, you don't know what it means.
Just quickly read the Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, it was like another moment where, you know, she was just expressing a need and he takes it as like great offense and then just really went out, like, across the line in the way he was talking to her. She said, like, you know, please don't talk to me that way. And so she's getting ready to leave. She's
like,
literally
honestly,
packing bags.
I understand that. I was like, I get it. And I felt like she was being pretty calm about leaving. Like, not super calm, but like more calm than she was like when she was leaving to go to the Midpoint Hotel.
Yeah, it didn't seem like like an idle threat, like that she was just doing it like, yeah, well, I'm just gonna walk away now. Like she didn't say it to him like I'm going. She just like quietly on her own, like kind of like Teddy, like she just seemed like she was gonna pull that move, like, okay, obviously he's not who I want now, like if he's gonna treat me like that. You know, I was about to tell him I'm falling in love with him, and then there's this kind of fight. So it seemed like she was ready to go, and then the other like friends on the beach were trying to like, no, just talk it through a little more. But yeah, I don't know that.
But he was a real dick about it. Yeah. Like really bad. Like when she went to go talk to him, and she was like, can we go talk? And he's like, I don't know, maybe. Don't know. And she was like, so what was your problem? And he's like, well, like, just because you think it's a good time doesn't mean it's a good time for me to talk. And she's like, literally like, I'm gonna leave. So yeah. Like, what else do you want me to talk here? What
time do we have?
Yeah. He was being a baby.
Yeah. And then it came down to her saying, yeah, it was weird. He was like saying like, I just want you to have a good life. And I want to just like hang out with my friends and like make out with you and like not have you.
When I have like terrible times in life, I'm going to think back to this. And it's like, yeah, okay.
What was so terrible? Yeah. So, but then she's like, and I was going to like get some time to tell you that I was falling in love. And then somehow that like brought them back together, but it's very toxic.
It was so bad. I was like, yeah. It's like I was paying I was actually paying close attention to this for once, and I was still like, wait, what?
Right, where did this come from? And they were a couple that I was like, oh, well, like they seem like they're really great together, and this episode changed all that.
Mm-hmm. And when Michael was like, yeah, maybe it's just like not worth it to fight for it, I was like, yeah, yeah, you're right. And then they're like, we're together again, and it's like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of, I think, where we ended up.
Yeah. It just felt like we just cut off. Like, we just cut off.
Right.
And it was like, oh, okay. Next week, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about how it's got to be the women again. Right? Mm-hmm. Strange. Yeah, very curious about that. Because have they teased any more women arriving? It looks like now it's just, okay, solidifying your connections. And who wants to stay and move on to fantasy suites is kind of what's coming forward.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone I can think of that we're missing who we knew was going to come.
We still have 3 weeks left of the season, right? So I guess, next week will be the big, like, mass exodus, I'm guessing. Then
you think next week already?
I'm thinking, because if no one new is coming in, or maybe there are new people coming in.
But we're not ending until, like, the 20th.
But then do they need like two episodes? If next week, I think, is only one episode. So, yeah, maybe not next week then.
So but then we're still looking at 5 episodes.
Right.
Holy fuck.
Next week will be like filler, like a few more dates of like the solid couples. Then, yeah, that following week will be like the mass exodus, fantasy suites. And then. But then, yeah, we can't have 2 episodes just for proposals and stuff like that.
No.
Wow, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think hopefully they learn that there's like a happy medium. Like, leave us wanting a little more with these episodes. We don't need. Yeah, and I think there's more guests. Like, Rachel's coming, so I think that will probably fill a lot of episodes too. Like, the advice or dates that, you know, other alums coming down.
Interesting.
So we shall see.
Yeah, we shall.
Right, let's get into the questions. All right. These are from George, who has a lot of questions this week. On Monday, Victoria and Johnny went on a date where Raul helped them release the obstacles hindering their relationship. Do you think all these people offering therapy on bachelor dates have any formal training, or are they hired actors from a local talent agency? So it's taking me back to Clayton season with the therapist. What do you think?
I think these people are probably like locals and like shamans and all that. But yeah, I don't know.
I tend to believe it more in Mexico. It feels more. Yeah. It feels more authentic. Like the people that they're hiring.
Yeah.
Ronnie and Logan both appeared to give the wrong answer to Eliza and Kate. In the context of BIP, what is the correct response when asked, I've been offered to go on a date with someone else. Do you want me to go?
Of course not, but if you feel like you need to, then I'm not going to hold you back from that. And I think that's the correct answer.
Yeah. Just say like, yeah, if I'll you're be back asking, here missing you.
If you're asking, then there's a part of you that's like interested, right? Because like, if you're not, if you're so solid in that, you're saying no. You're not testing people. You're just going, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Right. And there's got to also be a part of the show where it's like, if someone like Hayden comes in and no one wants to go on a date with him. I mean, I guess they do like that when like there's somebody that like, okay, nobody likes, and then they just leave, which I'm surprised didn't happen with Pizza Peter. But like, there are producers saying like, yeah, just go, you know, like it's you're doing a TV show. You have to kind of do it too. So, yeah, I think they gave the correct answers. They could have maybe been a little bit more like, I really like, I just want to hang out with you here, but and I'll miss you. But I feel like we'll be stronger when you come back. Like, you'll see, like, I'm not too worried or something.
And
like
I just
that,
think they would have been made to look like assholes if they said that. Like, right. Controlling. Like,
oh, you're not worried? Like, you think you have like, me?
Yeah. Like, I just, yeah, no, I don't want you to go. It's like, and then right. I feel like we'd be on here being like, wow, these guys are assholes. They've known these girlies for 2 weeks and they're already saying they can't do stuff. So, like, what do you want? Like,
and I think I don't, if they said no that, way. I feel like the women would have maybe been like that too. Like, okay, you think you can control my every decision? You know, I came here to explore. So,
yeah,
they're really
absolutely
they couldn't win. It seemed like they were put up to this test that nobody could win. On the date with the twins, referring to the age difference, Kate said, age is just a number. I think that was Flo that said that, but how much age difference is too much and does it change as you get older? 7 years between 23 and 30 seems like a lot, but not as much of a difference between 43 and 50.
I am not a big age difference person. My parents are 6 days apart, so I think that has influenced it.
That's funny. Yeah, my parents are like eight days apart.
Yeah, so it's just like I've had like kind of like a warped view on age differences that like sometimes I feel like the age difference between me and Ethan is almost like too much. Like that's about the extent of what I go, and that's like a year and a couple months, and I'm the older party in that.
Yeah, my boyfriend's 2 years younger than me, and I was like, it's kind of weird. Like, even though it's like not a difference at all, I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm like, well, when I was in high school, you would like, you know, like we'd be in like. We wouldn't even interact.
We'd be in different grades. Yeah, I'd be like, well, I graduated high school in like 2009. I'd be like, well, I graduated high school in 2011.
It's like a totally different number. Old. Yeah.
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 But really, it's like we were like traveling through the same stages of life together. And totally. Like, that's what is important. Mm-hmm. I think 30 and 23 is very hard because of that. Like, oftentimes people are not traveling through the same stages of life. And I do just, you know, if you're in a mate of summer relationship, and it works for you, I'm thrilled. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it does feel like a little grody when like a 33-year-old man is like dating a 23-year-old woman. Just because like there's some, you know, there's a lot of connotations in that of like, okay, well, why isn't he dating someone his own age? Like, what is
right?
Like, you know what I mean?
Like Nick Vial.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, you didn't really announce your girlfriend when she was 18, like, or 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when she's like,
yeah, but like, yeah, 43 to when you're older, I think it does like not make as much of a difference. Like 60 to 70, like if you're 60 and you're dating somebody who's 75, like I feel like that's not that big of a deal because you're probably again traveling through the same stages of life together.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's definitely, of course, like, total exceptions and like couples that we can really like see like, okay, it just makes sense. Like Charlene and her husband Andy, I think they're like 11 years apart or something like that. But she's just like seems like so much older and wiser. Mm-hmm. Like and
or even if you're like 35 and your partner is like 45, like I feel like that's not
it's a little different. But yeah, 23 is just total like when doesn't the brain stop developing? Like, I feel like there's just like, you're not even like fully formed.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the person I was at 23 and the person I am now, like, I don't even want to hang out with that bitch.
Right. Totally. Yeah. So yeah, I think it definitely doesn't really make sense on VIP. It's like, okay, for fun for a date, but, and if they're already calling it out, then I mean, Victoria is calling out Johnny when they're like 2 years apart or 3 years apart.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to the person's comfort level and kind of how they feel. Like some people mentally feel a different age, like older than their years, younger than their years. But Yeah. So I agree with George. Like, yeah, 43 and 50 is different than 23 and 30.
Yeah. And like to each their own. And if it works for you and it works totally. For you, then great. But when I was dating, I don't know, like I ever dated, I just like found one person, like have a mortgage with them. But like that was, I never really wanted to go like too much older or too much younger. Like it was just never, I just felt like it was, you know, we wouldn't have the same frame of references for stuff. Yeah. Like, do you remember going like school dances when this was like a thing? And I know that's not like an important factor of relationship. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
You know,
I think, yeah, I tend to have the most issue when it's like, this could physically be your child or you have children. Like when it's like a really like much older
like Billy
guy.
Ray Cyrus and his new fiance.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, this is younger than your children, your real life children.
Yeah.
Between Genevieve and Aaron, who was gaslighting who and what are the chances their relationship lasts?
Neither were gaslighting each other. They were just miscommunicating. That's all that's was happening.
Yeah.
What are the chances their relationship lasts? I don't know. I feel like it could if they just, like, this is a really high stress environment. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if they just, like, chill out and take the ego out of it and just say, like, these are my needs and expectations, and these are my needs and expectations. Where is the middle ground here where you can hang out with your bros? But like from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. every single day is Aaron and Genevieve kissing time.
Right.
Yes. You know, like,
yeah,
just gotta figure
dedicate
it out.
Some time. And then George also gives us an update on the schedule. He says the good news next week, VIP is only on Monday, November 7th. So I figured out that's because Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. Everybody in the U.S., please go vote. So, yeah, we get a little bit of a reprieve there. The bad news, after next week, we still have 4 more episodes over 2 more weeks with episodes on 14th, 15th, and the 21st and 22nd of November. And George asks, will this ever end? I just have been hearing this across the board from like alums, like the season just feels too long. And with all the filler that we've had.
They're dragging it out for no reason.
Yeah. And I feel like they're not showing us the couples I really want to see, like kind of the standout people. They're focusing on, like, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of done with Logan and Kate. I know Ethan loves Kate, but it's just like, these were not big characters.
No, he likes seeing her because he thinks she's like very pretty. Like,
okay.
He doesn't want to see her like hang out with Logan.
Right, right.
Like, he's just like wants to look at her face. And it's like, okay, follow her on Instagram then.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, so I think, I don't know, hopefully there's some lessons learned for next season. Also, it just feels odd to be in November watching this beach show. Like, it just was more of like a summer, early fall type of show.
Yeah, like, remember when it just used to be 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Just 6 weeks.
And I remember actually thinking like, oh, I wish there was one more week of this, but not this much.
You manifested this, Amy.
Oh, no. Because when it was 6 weeks, it's like, wait, I don't know any of these relationships, but I feel like it's long and I still don't know how these relationships formed.
I feel like the people we want to be invested in, like Brian and Serene, we're not as much as we could be because we're not seeing them that much.
Yep, definitely. Shannon, the wonderful Shannon Gus, also left a comment. She says, I'm dying that I can't watch it. Stupid vacation. So, you know, you miss it when you're not getting to watch it, I guess.
Yeah. And Shannon has been like live messaging me her like takes about stuff, and so
she must know like Flo and Adam well.
Yeah, she must. I mean, I would love if she's like caught up by the end of the season to get her on at some point.
Yeah, I would love really to hear like their actual stories because they seem awesome, and we didn't see anything of Adam, so
yeah so we'll see. But we're recording this. They are like partying at Know-It-Alls in Washington, D.C.
I know. I have a little bit of FOMO. How about you?
I have a lot of FOMO. Like, yeah. I am just in constant FOMO state.
Yeah, it just looked like a cool venue. Like, I haven't been, so I've been to 2 Know-It-Alls, but they're both New York. And now, like, since they've been in like different spots, I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to like see it in a different, like, kind of different vibe.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait until Know-It-Alls Buffalo.
Right? One day.
Because, like, they did one in Toronto. But, okay, so I went to two, but, like, it was in the same, like, calendar year because it was, like, I went to the New York one in March and then they had the Toronto one in May. I think it was the same year. Maybe it was the next year. Now I'm confused at the timeline. But, yeah, they're just, the midweek trip's a little hard for me as an office girly, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it's, like, okay, it's November. I don't know that this is, like, the where I'd be going to in November. I don't know.
But I'm holding out hopes for, like, a Buffalo or, like, a Pittsburgh somewhere. That's, like, a pretty easy drive.
Ooh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
All right. Haley, where can people keep up with you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_, and you can follow everything I'm reading at the Strong Library. Amy.
So you're going to be on the Masked Singer this week?
Or the Masked Rapper?
Maths, yeah. It kind of sounds like Masked Singer when you say maths. But yeah, Married at First Sight podcast.
Oh, Married at First Sight. I thought it was like Masked Singer. Oh my God. I was like, oh, I didn't know Asian Jason were doing the Masked Singer.
No, yeah. No,
L-O-L. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's Puya and Liana.
I know. I was like, oh, interesting. But okay.
But speaking of Masked Singer, so I DVR that and I... Because it's like, okay, this is my folding laundry. Like, I just put it in the background. Or a lot of times I'll just fast forward to, like, I'm, like, not even really caring about the singing. I just want to see the reveals. But the last two times, like, it's recorded it, and it's been, like, baseball. You'd think they would know, like, if there's, like, a World Series or playoff game going on. But, yeah, so I don't know, where to even find the episodes lately. But so I'm not caught up in that. So I couldn't do that. But, yeah, I am joining Jason and Asia on the Married at First Sight wrap-up this week. Make sure you're subscribed to the Reality TV Rehapup feed so you can get that podcast, this podcast, the Married at First Sight Rehapup, get everything.
Have you started what's that show called? The Pod One.
Love is Blind.
Have you started?
No, I really want to start it because I see everyone talking about it. I'm just like, I can't deviate right now. I have to make sure I can watch Married at First Sight.
my schedule is so strict too much. Right now.
Yeah. I have too much. Like, I'm behind on Survivor, actually. I couldn't be at know-it-alls if I wanted to because I'd have to really binge to catch up.
I forgot about Survivor. Yeah, it's just like a real fall's great, but it's also hectic. It was fine last year, like, because
we didn't have VIP right now.
We had the Bachelorette, but it was one night a week, so I could, like, I had, like, my specific nights for everything, but now like VIP just, like, throws everything off. Dancing with the Stars being on Disney Plus now, like, I think we've talked about it before, but there's, like, no commercials to kind of, like, skip through. And, like, you said, you skip through some of, like, the interstitials.
Yeah. But then I go too far. I'm like, oh, no, I have to rewind. It just doesn't save any time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But you can follow me on Twitter at RGP Recapper. And until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.